Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone. Unfortunately, there are tons of imitation Lutherans who hear that, and apparently to them it sounds like nothing but Scripture, nothing but grace, nothing but faith, nothing but Christ, nothing but all that stuff, which is fine by them, so that then they can get on with their other interests. But in each of these phrases, the important word is not alone. It's Scripture, grace, faith, Christ. You know, from the time Martin Luther found Scripture, grace, faith, and Christ, from that time on, anybody, by law, anybody who ran into him could kill him. In fact, by law, anybody who ran into him was supposed to kill him. And Luther could have said, well then, I take it back. Let it go. Instead, he lived every day under a death sentence when he could have been getting on with his own interests. Not just 5 years after Luther nailed those 95 theses to the church door, two young guys, Henry Vose and John Esch, barely 20 years old, got arrested in Brussels for turning Lutheran because they'd heard Scripture, found grace, got faith, met Christ. And the people who arrested him said, hey, it's just Scripture, it's just grace, it's just faith, just let it go, we'll let you go. And when Henry Vose and John Esch wouldn't let it go and get on with their other interests, those two young guys got tied to a post and burned alive. How? It was the Spirit of God on them. The color of Reformation is red first for the fire of the Holy Ghost who came down 500 years ago and he shouted out to all Christianity, Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone. As if to say, that's the path to God in this world, children. That's the way to come alive on this earth. That is the highway to heaven. And he had to shout it because we had forgotten it all for 500 years. And got lost. Got lost in the world. Got lost inside our own heads. Got lost inside our own sin without hope on the highway to hell. And it's a wonder that any of us was ever saved back then, except for God's mercy that kept thousands of poor sinners still praying, like the tax collector in the temple, Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. And getting a whole lot more than they knew they were asking for, thank God, like that tax collector. And then the Holy Ghost came down and thousands started singing out, Scripture, grace, faith, Christ. He had mercy on me. And thousands, like those two young guys, started dying before they'd let it go. I am relieved to say that during the Reformation, nobody got killed for religion in Lutheran territory. But Lutherans, they got killed all over. The red on Reformation is also for their blood. And not just long ago, the Nazis killed our pastors for preaching Scripture alone. And then the communists came and nailed our pastors, crucified them, to their own church doors. So during the Reformation and after, why didn't they save themselves? Because they know that nobody can save himself or herself. Not for long. Why didn't they save themselves? Because they knew they had a Savior. How could they be so sure? Scripture alone. That's how. And the important word there is Scripture. Scripture without anything piled on it or taped to it. Scripture, not swathed with religious imagination, not swamped with irreligious chatter, but Scripture alone so that we can actually hear Scripture. The Reformation shouted, for the love of God, will everything else please shut up so I can hear God talk. And you've got to shout the same thing regularly, and so do I. because the world's still full of religious imagination and our own minds can pump it out by the hour. And the world's still full of irreligious chatter, and our own sinful and irreligious nature is always chattering all the time. That's why we got to go to devotions every day, got to go to church every Sunday, and Bible studies too, shouting, let me read Scripture, let me hear Scripture, let me learn Scripture. Will everything else please shut up and let me hear God talk? Way too often, our actions have been shouting louder than those words. Our actions have been saying, it's nothing but Scripture. It's just Scripture. It's only Scripture. So I can just let it go for a while. Let it go. Let it go. Jesus says, some of the seed fell on hard ground, and the devil swept it away. But let it go. Let it go. Evening by evening, Sunday by Sunday, Bible class by Bible class. Let it go. Let it go so I can get on with my other interests. Jesus says, some of the seed falls on thorny ground, and the stuff of earth chokes it to death. What are our actions saying to the Holy Spirit? What are we doing with the Word of God? John Esch and Henry Vose gave up their lives for it. How did it ever seem like a big deal to give up some sleep for it? And miss a game for it, miss a meal for it. let our other interests go for a while. We all know the Bible's true, and we're right. But what we beg God for and what we got to beg God for is not, Lord, keep us right about your word. It's, Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Lord, unswathe me from whatever I or anybody else imagines. Lord, blow away the swamp of chatter all outside me and from inside me too. Lord, 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 let me hear you talk. Because when I finally hear God, what he says is too strange and too wonderful and too good to be true. Because when it's Scripture naked, when it's Scripture alone, what he says is, by grace you are saved, even after we've let him go while we got on with our other interests. No. It's because I've let him go in so many ways that there's no other way to save me but by his grace alone. And when it's grace alone, then you know what grace is. Grace is not God's help if we just try harder. That would be grace plus me trying, and that's not grace at all. And grace is not God's pity because he knows I mean well. That would be grace plus your good intentions. And that's not grace at all. Grace plus anything isn't grace because grace is always naked. Grace is always and only God's almighty love rushing down naked and free after you. After me. After people who never deserved that love and who need it. Guys, more than we know. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Whose riches? God's. At whose expense? Christ's. Whoever knew this kind of love, whoever knew this kind of God, who, mind you, doesn't just give away everything he's got, but gets killed so that he can give it to you. Grace is an eternal Father sending his Son not to get tied to a stake like those two young guys for somebody who really deserved it, but a Father sending his Son to get nailed to a stake to pay for people who never did deserve love like that. And grace is an almighty Son holding out his hands for the spikes because he loves you. Why? Because he loves you. Why? Because he loves you. The one who keeps the air moving in and out of your throat. The one who keeps the galaxy wheeling at 600,000 miles an hour. The one who knows you, the only one who knows you, through and through loves you and gave up his son over it. He loves me and gave up his life over it. And though you, like me, never could believe in Jesus Christ or come to him with all our other interests, our vested interests, our hidden agenda, grace is an almighty spirit calling us by the gospel into love, everlasting. It's no wonder Henry Vose died before he'd let that go. If you don't care about holding this tight, you don't get it. If you don't care about holding this tight, you haven't got it yet. But once you get this at all, then you know why young John Ash said, burn me alive if you have to. But I'll give up my life before I'll give up his grace. And no wonder so many other Lutherans were martyred, shouting or whispering, yet by grace am I saved forever. And the Holy Ghost who loves us is shouting the same naked scripture to us now. By grace, you, my love, by grace, you, child, by grace, you are saved by God's almighty love for you. By God's huge riches at Christ's expense, you are saved. And if they take all your other interests, even take they your life, your goods, reputation, your child, even your wife, let these all be gone to heaven ahead of you. They yet have nothing won, not when by grace you are saved forever through faith. And faith alone. And it's when it's faith alone, then we know what faith is. Faith is not believing in God plus doing your best. Neither are you saved through faith plus loving God. If we had loved him the way he deserves, then we could try trusting God plus our record, but that wouldn't be faith at all. It's not faith that he'd never really damn anybody so nice as me. And for sure, it's not faith in God's love and my future performance. And for sure, it's not having faith in God and faith that my other interests will make me what I need to be and get me where I need to go. It's not faith in my faith at all. Very seriously, every one of you, be comforted, every one of you who say, I could trust him to save me if I could just trust myself. You can't trust yourself. But trusting you never was trusting him. If you've got faith that a ship will carry you, you don't get on board and keep one foot on dry land. Your legs aren't that long, sinner. Faith, when it's real, means all the load on him because I got nowhere else to stand. Faith, when it's real, is naked. It's a totally empty hand that receives all God's riches at Christ's expense. It's faith alone. In what? And then a voice calls, in me. And we see Christ alone. When it's faith in Christ alone, then we know who Christ is. Then it's faith in the love beyond all love, in the flesh, back from his grave and breathing out grace on you and me right now. Whatever we've deserved, whatever we've let go, because of the surpassing greatness of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died alone for our sinning and rose from the dead, righteous enough for all of us all by himself, he holds the field forever. He holds the field forever. Here he is now. And naked scripture is now shouting out naked grace and calling out your naked faith like Lazarus from the tomb to reach out, grasp Jesus Christ and make him your own. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Jesus, that is all. It's Jesus, have mercy on me. And then it's Jesus, you have had mercy on me. Your own scripture says so. That's why Martin Luther said, sentence me to death if you've got to. I've got no other interests that compare. That's why we say, so I'll miss a game, I'll miss some sleep, I'll lose some friends, I'll lose my job. So I'll lose my life, but here I stand saved from being lost in the world, saved from being lost inside my head, saved from running the maze like a white mouse until I die of sin exhaustion, saved from chasing after sins like a carrot, saved from guilt, saved from the hell I had coming, saved with God in the world, and alive on this earth and on the highway to heaven with the one who loves me forever. Once you get that at all, you hold it tight. Once you have it at all, then as every Lutheran here has sworn at our confirmations, will you carefully and earnestly learn the scriptures to hear God talk? We said and we say yes. Yes, with the help of God. Will you lose everything rather than let Jesus go? By the grace of God, yes. Will you even die? Yes. Why? Not to be saved, but because you're safe already. For the sake of Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, for Christ alone, will you even shed your blood? By the grace of God, yes. Some of us here are already wearing red today for the blood of a martyr and for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Back in the Reformation and in every personal day of Reformation, thank God, until we leave for where our interests lie, it is the Holy Ghost descending through His Word, and it's you swearing yourself away to the vast love of God Almighty, regardless of whatever fire they light to burn you. And even though our own conscience burns like fire, through faith from the Spirit of God, we shout or whisper in whatever flames, yet by grace am I saved. Amen.